It's Wednesday, the 21st of August, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7am news bulletin. The second annual oil and gas conference is underway at the Mercure Hotel in Windhoek, with the Mines and Energy Minister Thomas Alwendo set to open the event this morning. On the first day, Precious A. Hamen from Moneda Investments emphasized the need to empower SMEs to enter the oil and gas sector, highlighting their interest but lack of market entry knowledge.
SMEs need to understand how they can transfer the skills from the mining industry to the oil and gas industry. The oil and gas industry can be slightly more stringent, especially with respect to specifications and, you know, adhering to health, safety and the policies. So it's very important for these SMEs to be trained on what these things entail. SMEs need favorable policies for them to be able to participate. Policies like the local content policy, the value retained in Nigeria sort of went up after the Nigerian Content Act was signed. So something like that would actually improve the participation of SMEs in Namibia.
The Home Affairs Ministry has suspended the issuance of Section 38 certificates of identity to foreign spouses of Namibian citizens due to non-compliance with the Immigration Control Act. According to spokesperson Margaret Scalo, the decision was made to ensure adherence to legal requirements.
To assist affected individuals during this period, the ministry has put in place a temporary measures. All individuals who need confirmation letters for specific services are urged to approach the Ministry Office of the Chief of Immigration to be issued with confirmation letters for institutions that require such documents. The ministry understands the importance of these documents and is working diligently to finalize the review process.
The National Energy Regulator of South Africa says it will review a ruling by the High Court in Pretoria that mandates municipal tariff approvals be based on a cost of supply study. This follows the court's denial of the appeal by NERSA and the Municipal Association SALGA. The court's decision requires the regulator to adjust its approach to evaluating municipal tariffs. The regulator's spokesperson Charles Hlebela says they will examine the judgment thoroughly before deciding on further actions.
The ruling follows the filing of leave to appeal the High Court order in the AfriForum versus NERSA and others, compelling NERSA to only consider municipal tariff applications based on cost of supply studies. NERSA is currently studying the judgment. The position on the matter will be communicated in due course.
Kenya's top court has suspended a lower court's ruling that declared last year's finance law unconstitutional. Reuters says the court underscored the need to maintain budgetary stability until the government's appeal is heard next month. The finance law is crucial for outlining the government's revenue-raising measures, including tax increases. The United Nations has been told of both heightened tensions and anxieties in Lebanon amid concerns of war breaking out there. Near daily exchanges of fire between Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah have continued since the beginning of the war in Gaza last October. Here's Mitch McCann corresponding for us.
The situation in the country has deteriorated since war broke out between Israel and Hamas due to the intensification of strikes between Israel and Hezbollah across the Blue Line, which is the name given to the boundary between Lebanon and Israel in the absence of an agreed-upon border. Mr. Risa highlighted the growing humanitarian crisis, saying 3.7 million people are now in need at a time when he says more resources and funding needs to be allocated to the country. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.